T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas coming.
All right, Jimmy, I'm gonna get you this time. One, two, three! Fuck you! All right, which one of you gonna get it today, huh? Ooh, looks like I'm gonna get you, Craig!
Not today, Barry!
You lucky bastard. All right, who's it gonna be next, huh? Oh,
Barry,
fuck you, George! That's right. Uh-huh, get out of the way.
Jesus.
God damn it, Timmy, you said it was right here.
I swear, Bobby, I put it right here.
Well, how about you try telling that to Marcus when we're 6 feet under?
Hey there, Jerry.
Barry, fuck you.
Oh.
Ah, take another one. Oh. Next time you'll get the shipments right.
What the hell?
Oh, shit. I forgot I had it. I had something in here. My computer was acting up, so I was like, whatever.
I was acting weird too, man. Like, I couldn't see any of the intros. So when I left to come back in, I was like, are we going? What's happening?
Yeah, it's like StreamYard all of a sudden started acting stupid. What up, y'all? Welcome to the next episode of Blurs in the Hood. How you doing? I'm Jay Washington.
Damn, nigga. I'm the Swaggy Blur Wednesday Marshall. I don't know what's wrong with Jay. Jay seem hella on one right now and not in a fun way. And like a
Jay is hella suck my ass. Jay is hella exhausted. Thank you everybody that checked out the episode on Tuesday. Appreciate y'all. Oh fuck, that's what I didn't do.
What'd you not do?
Put it to the podcast feed. I'll do it when after the show. Fuck. I gotta do it after. Well, I'll do it after the show and after I get back from doing a stand-up show tonight. Fuck. All right, I won't be going to sleep and I gotta be up and be somewhere at 9 in the morning. Anyway, thank y'all for all doing that. I appreciate y'all. Everybody who's been watching the clips, to people I've had to block for being condescending assholes.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I blocked somebody on YouTube. Was like, so why we gotta, why is it a big deal of Awkwafina's talking black and acting that? I was like, yo, are you black? And then they went into this whole thing. So I was like, all right, so you won't say shit again. So I don't have time for it. I digress. Anyways, with that being said, let's just get this out the way. Winston A. Marshall.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
I mean, a lot. This is just news to me. We can talk about that later.
No, it was this nigga Abernathy Rod, who always want to comment and condescend to shit. And I was like, I don't have time for it. I'm tired of it. Because like every time, it's always something condescending. And I was like, if you can't say anything positive, you don't need to be here. If you just consistently respond with condescending bullshit and nothing positive in affirmation at all, I think that was the like coup de grace for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a consistent thing. And it was finally when it was like, all right, you can go.
Word. All right. So let's see. Just really threw me off. One, Zoe, my sister, was shopping in the store, got held up. The store next door was held up by machetes and knives and shit, and there was a whole ordeal of trying to make sure she was safe. The people that were on the World Girls stream when I was saying I was kind of distracted. It was a lot. It was a lot to deal with. My mom trying to keep my mom calm, trying to make sure my sister was okay. It was just a lot going on, and Fortunately, she got out safe, but it was kind of wild there for a minute. It was very troubling for a minute. And so, you know, just trying to, you know, help my sister, help my mom, help my future brother-in-law. I mean, he called me calmly to tell me what was going on, but apparently was having a massive freak out. Again, she did not get hurt. I don't know if anybody in the robbery got hurt, but yeah, it was a bunch of niggas that ran up with machetes, you know, taking hostages and stealing shit. Sorry,
I don't mean to giggle and shit, but it's just like I told you last night, this just sounds like some sort of movie directed by Michael Bay. Like, nigga, just like that's literally
the devil is not welcome here.
What? Then you got to call yourself the devil in this house.
Other than that, I've got something I'm working on right now that I am super excited about, but I'm trying not to get too worked up because until it's a thing, it's not a thing. But like, oh, I want it so bad, but well, you know, we'll see. I'm trying to keep calm. I'm trying to just do my homework. So I'm ready for this. And that's it. So, that's pretty much all that's going on right now, man. It's just prepping for this job, prepping for this opportunity, and just trying to make sure my family doesn't get stabbed by random niggas with machetes. That's pretty much all I got going on in my life right now. So,
your country, you in my house. I'm sorry.
So, Mr. J. Washington,
nigga moment, man, nigga.
What you been doing?
I'm exhausted. I've been in front of this computer all day working. I had to interview the Impact Champion Moose this morning. Then I had to do...
Had to or were happy to, nigga?
I said had to. I didn't say happy. I said had. I know what I said. Did that. I ended up having to do some more editing stuff. I had to schedule the one. I had to go... I mailed off everybody's... So everyone who has bought a supervillain shirt and a hoodie from me thus far, I appreciate you immensely, and I mailed your shit off today. I finally had a moment to go stand in line and buy boxes. And
so you didn't sit in front of your computer all day?
Well, you know, the moment I got back, I was in front of it. I had to schedule the one-on-ones with the supervillain. I was doing all that, send a bunch of emails back and forth. I jumped on my buddy J.R. Bang and his co-host Mike B. They asked me to jump on their podcast, Some Dude Pod, so I did that. Then I did this. Yesterday I had a very bad mental breakdown because I'm very tired of feeling not appreciated. I'm very tired of feeling underutilized, undervalued, overlooked, and not given a shot. And I'm just gonna call it for what it is. I fucking saw, so they're doing Comedy Central tapings out here, and I told Winston about this. And some of the motherfuckers I saw it, and I was like, are you fucking serious? Here's the problem. And I tweeted about this earlier. The biggest taboo in LA is not to ask somebody their age, is to ask, who do you get into contact with to get info about that? Because nobody wants to give you that. So it's really fucking frustrating when you feel like when you know what you do, when you know you're good at it, when you know when you hit a stage, you leave an impact. And not even just that, with the Comedy Central shit, people don't value you. I got put on a lineup, and there was a bunch of different little shit that was happening throughout the day yesterday. And then I'm doing a show immediately after this, so I got to be out of here by like 7:15, whatever. I don't give a fuck. But when I saw the lineup, I was doing like the minimalist of time. And I was like, no, I know my worth. I know my value. I was like, after all the other shit that was going on, and on top of that, I'm like, you are not going to bring me out anywhere to just do a handful of change on stage. I'm not doing that. I don't give a fuck how much you think somebody else, because they're doing something. I know what the fuck I've done. I know what my talent is. I know what my credits are. I know what I do on that stage, and I know how goddamn good I am at it. And so yesterday pissed me off. I almost came real close to canceling a lot of shit. And so it really pissed, because again, on top of that, y'all don't understand. I am busting my ass, because now it's like, I got, like I said earlier, this is not the neighborhood's responsibility, but I got to make sure, because my son, my daughter needed things. I got to get to my son's graduation. I still got to pay bills. Don't know how I'm going to do a lot of shit. and I'm stressing over everything. And while I'm busting my ass trying to audition for shit and do shit on stand up to hopefully finally get a breaking opportunity, you're constantly getting overlooked. And I know people like, well, it don't happen all the time. I'm doing the same thing for everybody. I know all that shit. All the little basic little, you know, affirmations people try to tell me, I've told myself, well, I've heard a million times. I don't need to hear it. I understand. But there is just a realization and a realism of some shit. And yes, I am tired as fuck right now. But as me being tired, I am also frustrated as shit. I am sick of it. And then I know you and I have talked about this. Insanity is the definition of doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. I've switched up the game on a bunch of different shit. And not just no minimal switch up the game. And it's like, it's just very frustrating. And so when people don't get that, and again, like, I got asked to do this one show, right? And it's out in Oxnard. And I didn't even see the time when I fucking started talking. I'll figure it out.
We don't clip this out.
So. You're right. I got asked to do this one show in Oxnard, and I saw a buddy of mine did the show. And then he had a picture up, and it wasn't nobody in the audience. I was like, nigga, is there nobody at this show, like a crowd? I said, dude, I'm not coming out there for this. And it's like people be wanting you just to do shit. Like, I've always told people straight out the gate, you can miss me with that exposure shit. You can miss me with that. I got 12 years in stand-up, a total of 20-plus in entertainment altogether. You can miss me with that, oh, this is great exposure shit. Expose your dick to yourself and your mama. Don't do it. Don't give it to me. Because it's not going to work. So it's just those little things have been compounded again, and reminding myself, and again, as frustrated as I am, to remembering my four agreements, to be impeccable with my word, to do not take things personal, do not make assumptions, and always do your best. I'm relying on my four agreements. I'm relying on my asking that is given. When I start feeling my negative vibes come a certain way, to pivot and think something else. When I make sure that the energy and the vibrations I want to put out yield the results that I want to put out. But again, throughout all of that, I'm human. And so there is this constant reminder of that. I swear to God, since y'all feel like I unload so much on the show, I am not in the mood today. I will leave the show. And let Winston have the show. Because if I'm unloading too much, I will go. If that's a problem to y'all, I'll go. Not much.
All right, y'all. I was about to, you know, check on him, but I don't. Sweet Jesus. Okay. That's fine. I will wait until Jay gets back. If he gets back, here's the big thing. And I think more than anything, man, I think that it can get rough going through these weeks. I know that 2022 has been, it sounds like he genuinely just left. I don't know if anybody else heard that because he's still on screen. I'll mute him for right now. I think maybe he just took a walk. We'll see. I'm not quite sure. But for now, let's just kind of go through today's stories as best we can and go from there. Yeah, I definitely heard it too. So we will see if Jay comes back or not. It's not a drill. It's kind of a real thing that just happened. So I am very sorry about that, y'all. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Give me 1 second to readjust and kind of get my stuff situated, and we will go forward. Okay. Sorry for the dead air. I'm not trying to do that. It's just a lot happening at once. It looks like maybe he's coming back. I see a shadow, but I'm not positive. But I will let you know as soon as he gets here. So for those of you that didn't know, did he put a photo? He did. Dave Chappelle was recently in the news because he's over at, near Village or the Village of Yellow Springs. He was seen at the town hall. He was seen at the town hall trying to stop some development, essentially what was going on. There was some development happening there, and he was seen speaking on it. Let's listen to the video.
Can I go? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Dave Chappelle. I just want to say, and Marianne, I can talk to you about this privately. I don't know why the village council would be afraid of litigation from a $24 million a year company while they X out a $65 million a year company. I cannot believe you would make me audition for you. You look like clowns. I am not bluffing. I will take it all off the table. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So
a lot of people were jumping to conclusions seeing that. And those that are asking, I've sent Jay a message. Hopefully he responds back. I don't know what's going on. As soon as I hear from him, I will relay whatever messages he has. But for now, I think he's here. Jay, are you back? You okay?
Yeah. What are we talking about?
We're talking about Chappelle. We'll come back to Chappelle. Let's check in with you first, man. The first thing that I was going to tell you before all that went down, you just told me the other day, and this is something that I was trying to remind you to, you know, keep your eye on all of it. I know a lot of times it's easier to focus on the one little thing, but you just told me that, oh boy, I cannot remember his name to save my life, but the old school comedian that he wants you to come with him
open for him. No, I get that. And that's
like, so that's the thing. Not everything's going to come at once. I know there are very specific things that you want, and I know there are things that are stressing you out specifically.
But also the thing, also the thing with the Michael Collier thing, which is cool to have happen.
Michael Collier, thank you.
Yeah, the thing with that is, it takes. That's not until May. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
sure. I mean, that's a thing down the line. Hold on, let me twist this camera. I don't have the pleasure of having a remote control like Winston does. I'm sorry. I'm not fancy. I can't zoom in when I want to show empathy. I mean, an emphasis on an emotion, just so I can do like, that doesn't happen till May. And,
okay.
But I'm grateful for it. I will openly admit, you know, I'm not going to say that I'm not grateful for that. I'm not going to say I'm not happy for that. I've said that. You know, that's one of the things I've had this discussion with people where I've been told I can't be taken on the road with some people because they can't follow me. Do you know how much of a it shouldn't crush your ego, but it does? Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Because
the idea is you essentially have to diminish your shine in order to do what you need to do. I understand that.
Yeah, so that's that. But let's just, you know what? To the person that pissed me off, I it was coming one way or another. And I'm glad it didn't come out on. Glad I didn't take it out on Winston because he don't deserve it.
No. I mean, also from the standpoint that like a number of people when you left, they were asking, man, is like they want to know how they can help, especially.
I mean,
trying to get to your kids, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get your son's graduation.
Well, here's the thing with that. Like, this is the thing with the graduation part. Mm-hmm. That's in May as well. It's funny. The Michael Collier thing is the week before. It's Memorial Day weekend. Whatever. What the fuck is Memorial? Whatever. So it's the weekend of the 20th. The next week, my son graduates. That is the bridge I will cross come April. You get what I'm saying? Come March, mm-hmm. April. But now I got to make sure I get through, you know, financially. Again, trying to keep this, you know, again, the biggest thing, the happiest thing for me was having this, my place. And now it's making sure I keep my place. Mm-hmm. You know what, certain, again, that Christmas lull in our freelance shit is a life we live by.
Yeah,
that Christmas lull is a thing. But it's just you want to be able to push past that. And so it's just a matter of just figuring out, you know, you can make $50 here, $50 there. People understand, like, that should make you drive you crazy. But it's just trying to find, because again, everybody's like, well, what about the nightclub shit? Here's the thing with the nightclub. As much as I can go, I could probably go back. I just don't. I'm going to tell you the thing about working a nightclub right now. And I'm one of these people. I'm openly saying,
I don't want to catch COVID for this because I don't trust people out here.
Hmm.
I don't. Mm-hmm. Why do I have this hat on? I got the wrong hat on. I don't trust people.
I sometimes wonder if you have ADD, dog, because you just be like,
I do.
I'm not trying to catch COVID out here. These bitches be dirty. This hat is the wrong color. So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, if I go to this club and these niggas show up and they play this song and they're off beat, why is my shirt Wu-Tang? It should say Biggie. Are they going to be able to dance or are they going to be off rhythm? I really don't understand. Damn, I got to take a shit. Anyways, so Dave Chappelle, like, that's like, I worry about your mind sometimes, bro, because it's just
all over the goddamn world.
Nigga, your brain is like a pinball. That shit just bouncing off every fucking bumper, just making noises and shit.
If somebody saw the inside of my brain, bro, they'd be like, what the fuck is going on in here?
But now, well, before we get back to everything, shout out to all the people already today that have been so supportive. Tequila Monster with the resubscribe. Kiersey out here with two gifted subs. Blue Girl with the gifted sub. Appreciate it. But yeah, man, I think the biggest thing, and this is what's hard, every day becomes a fucking challenge. I get that. Every day is a matter of, okay. And I know last night I could hear it in your voice when you were telling me about this Comedy Central thing. But that's kind of why I was asking. To that point, is there really, because you were saying that you weren't like boys or homies with any of the comics that were there. You know them, but you're not close to any of them.
I haven't, like, a couple. There's one on there that I haven't, you know, one of the guys I was hanging out with a lot in Chicago. There's like, for me, there's a level of, okay, if you book something, I can hit you up directly and ask you about it because we're that close.
Right.
Most people, we're not that level of close. If that makes sense, to use a comparison.
I get it. And I'm not telling you, I'm not trying to be like a mom that's like, why don't you just be friends with the little boy? I bet that's why I bullied you. Because you don't be his friend. I'm not telling you to do that because I know how.
The fuck are you out of your damn mind?
Go talk to your mama like that, saying, motherfucker, you out of your damn mind.
Point taken.
You, like, because then I would literally follow up with.
Shut your stupid ass up. Say that, folks.
But I asked the question because whenever I've rolled with you a couple of times, I see you going dap up and talk to everybody.
I've always been that dude, but it's like
no, but that's what I'm saying. Is there like as much as like I'll see like when Amy Schumer had her show, Inside Amy Schumer and shit, how like the post-match, some of them would be interviews, but some would just be her with like her stand-up homies just shooting the shit. There's no like crew of stand-up people that you've been like that with. Like, I know you are with.
That's Jen another Stranger, thing. And that's the thing. It's like, that's the other thing too. Like, I've started to, you know, Jen, everybody knows me and Jen's relationship. There's no thing about that. That's my sister. I'm like a brother.
And shout out to the hype train going on right now.
I watch her, you know, she's dealing with a lot of shit on her own. Of course. When it comes, like, a lot of shit she goes through, you know what I'm saying, and stuff trying to navigate her career as well. You know, I'm always supportive. And that's been another thing. That was another thing. And we can move on because I know we got to do the show. Okay. I also, before I got pissed, I get tired of being the nigga always checking in on people and no one ever. I don't want to just call people and be like, hey, man, I'm down. You know what I'm saying? I get tired of being the nigga checking in on people and no one checks in on me.
I understand. I guess. Hold on. One second. Everybody! Shout out Devil Ham who sent in a donation. Said, "Stay up, Jay. The neighborhood's got you." I totally understand that.
I almost left walking. I almost went off walking when you played it on purpose.
Just to see what I thought. I almost walked off so that you could get a taste of your own goddamn medicine from Tuesday, where you just decided you were just gonna stand the fuck up and walk away mid-sentence. I think one of the things that's so tricky, man, above all else, because I understand so you're just not gonna listen to what I have to say to you.
It doesn't work.
I'm trying to talk to you.
I know, I hear you.
No. the thing that's hard is like most of us though don't ask for those helps or those check-ins. It's nice when it happens, but most of us are not doing that. So like, for example, it's not that I don't care and I'm not checking up on you, because I do whenever I have that time. You just know I am constantly stressed out about my own shit, where I'm just trying to like figure shit out.
Well, so I tell you have light skin problems, which are good problems to have. I'm gonna tell you something real quick. That was the most. I'm gonna tell you how I know light skin problems get people mad like that. You know who did that to me yesterday? That little blink. Take a wild guess who did that blink to me yesterday.
Probably Jen Sturger.
No, my light skinned daughter.
Oh well.
That little pepper looked at me. I said something. She was just. She literally was like, I was like, for real, this is what we doing? Okay.
I mean, you do it all the time. What? It's not even a light skin look. You do that same stupid ass. That.
Okay. Mm. I don't need you to be mocking me, sir. Anyway, huh? I don't need you to be mocking me. Go ahead, sir.
Mm. Take this hat off and put another one on, nigga. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Streamlabs.com/brotherhood/hip. If you want to get your questions in and shit, that's you, nigga.
First of all, I don't like the way you just made me country as fuck doing that.
Yo, massive shout out to what's going on right now, man. The neighborhood is coming through in droves. First of all, I'm gonna take a second. Alberto Rios is sending in the donation. There is a massive hype train going where Spidey Sensei just gifted. I don't even know how many motherfucking subs right now. It looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Peanut gifted a sub. Let's see. Chi-Town Pyro, CT GIF, Kirsty, all donating bits to keep the hype train going. Mr. Harris with the sub. Wee Man Wade with the donation. And while you're getting, while you standing, and hold on, while you standing your simple ass up, go ahead and grab a second. Oh, everybody! As a matter of fact, that would also be. Just based on all the subs, yeah, no, we've hit a grip, bro. We have hit a grip. So that's gonna be three, because Jimmy Nails just gifted five more subs, man. Like, the crew is coming through like a motherfucker. And again, bits on bits on bits. Oh, also, y'all 1,000% are in this shit. Y'all earned that shit, bro. Y'all also just earned the fuck it. We don't even have likes no more here.
Okay, he just left me. Okay.
No, you're okay. I just want to go get the fucking liquor, bro. God damn. If I'm doing this math right again based off of the bitch, nigga. Everybody! They got that hype train going, and that's the thing I think you just gotta remember above all else, man. I know this shit gets fucking hard. I know it gets hard as shit. But you have a bunch of people that support and love you.
I'm grateful. And that's the thing. I'm always, you know what? I don't know. I say it on this show, right? And I openly mean it and admit it. I'm grateful for the neighborhood. I'm grateful for everybody we've met personally, people we've hung with, kicked it with, everything like that. And I do understand that. But again, there's times when I sit in this fucking apartment by myself and it's like, what am I not doing? You know, and sometimes Jimmy Janelle just said it best. I'm taking my second shot now.
Oh, you already took one. Okay, shit. Well, I gotta play catch up.
Jimmy Nail says, love doesn't pay the bills, though.
I get it.
I get it. So let's just go. It's 30 minutes in. I was like, are you going to show nipples? You pulled that shirt down kind of low. He was like, all right. Let's talk about this Dave Chappelle thing real quick.
So I played the video already. Here's the thing that y'all need to realize and what I would recommend.
These above clips are going to be hell up due.
This is you can go and you can look it up. I would highly recommend. I bring up Philip DeFranco a lot. He kind of explained it out, but there's a lot of articles talking about it.
So my problem.
We have a tendency.
Sorry. I heard you taking a break. I didn't know you were.
No. Stopped. It's all good. It's all good. So the thing is, this is another one of those scenarios that just because everybody's mad, they decided not to actually read the article and what's going on. They just immediately wanted to jump back on Chappelle's throat. I can admit that for half a second I was guilty of that until I actually went and looked at it. The housing development that they were trying to put up in this town, in this area, that Dave has his business, he has some business working there as well. The housing development is actually very shittily put together. It's actually something that a number of people in the community, not just Dave, have said this is really a two-part plan that needs to be dealt with and should not just be forced in the way that it is. So, of course, it is clickbaity to say Dave Chappelle doesn't like affordable housing and say some stupid shit like that, but that's not what it is. The plan they had set up was some corporate bullshit where they make it seem like they're putting up affordable housing, but they're not actually doing that. A lot of the housing they were going to put there is going to be the would have been the prices of some of these high rises here in Los Angeles, and they did not zone or do the research properly for the water, for the traffic. They were just kind of rushing it together because it was an opportunity someone saw to make a quick buck.
There's also one more important. There's two important things about this. I had this discussion with one of my homies on Twitter earlier. Number one, people keep being like, oh, people with money don't want poor people to have housing. That's not the case. Here's something people have to understand. There's a difference between apartment livers and homeowners. When you own a home, it is a financial investment. You hear people say they don't want things around their property to drive down their property value, that is a thing. People in apartments don't seem to get that. That's number one. Number two, Yellow Springs, Ohio, the community has openly said, we do not mind the tourism that comes into our town. But we want our town to stay small. The community has openly stated that. They knew even with the way the boom is blown up because of everyone knowing Dave Chappelle lives there, him doing the shows during the lockdown period on his farm. They understood what the tourism did for it. But people keep being like, oh, well, it's just people with money don't want poor people. That's not the case. When people are homeowners, I understand everybody's like, well, everybody should have affordable housing. Yes, this is true.
Right.
But Patrice O'Neill said it best. When you get older and you own shit, not a car, when you own shit, there's a difference of different appreciation in value.
Of course. They even said it was once you start owning shit, you treat the cops differently. All of a sudden, you start calling the cops. And so it's just one of those situations that, once again, I know that people are upset about Dave, about what went down with his special and all that. But it, again, just depends. Like, actually do the research of what's going on before you immediately jump on this. Ironic, we had the hype train going here. Before you get on this clickbaity hype train to just fucking slam somebody. Because it's the same thing. So Spidey Sensei brought up. Spidey Sensei brought up about the Biden administration and what they're trying to do with drugs. And a part of that is even having clean kits to give out to people. So AKA people muddling it down to say it's free crack pipes. Well, here's the thing. That is a very small part of what the actual program is.
Which is a pre-existing program, by the way. And this is before the Biden administration.
There's all of that on top of the fact that there are other programs that have been in place where they're giving sterile needles to drug people. Because again, under these types of supervisions and stuff like that, there are an endless amount of statistics how ODs go down. People stop dying from doing drugs from all that shit. So say what you will about drugs as they are and people that are using them and whatnot. But there is literal science that if you are doing it in a proper manner like that, like most people are ODing and dying because they're sharing fucking needles and shit like that, because they're going to whatever fucking means to do shit. So that's the thing, is that people need to, I wish the internet is such an interesting place, man, because it was already moving this direction. And as much as I love TikTok and loved Vine when it was there, our attention spans have gotten shorter and shorter. Like Twitter didn't help either, because you start off with, what, only 120 characters. People have been put in these little boxes of give it to me in 10 words or less.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is there is not enough of a dive into what is being said to fully understand any of this shit.
It's what we were stating when we were talking about this subject with Joe Rogan and other things. It's the term context matters. And it doesn't matter. It matters just as much as Joe Rogan, as it does with the Dave Chappelle, as it does with this crack pipe thing that everybody took. Again, someone asked, somebody on Twitter was like, wait, so the government giving drugs to people is a good thing? I said, bro, what do you think methadone clinics are? They are literally giving people a legal narcotic to somewhat to wean themselves off of an illegal narcotic. That's what a methadone, these programs have been in place. But again, going back to Dave Chappelle, if I may, people were so quick just to hear that man's name and, ah, see, he just this, he's that, blah, blah, blah. And you didn't, what you saw was 40 seconds of a 3-hour town hall. And for Dave Chappelle's, when you heard him, you only heard about money when you didn't realize he was backing up the residents. It wasn't the residents backing him up. It was him backing up the residents of Yellow Springs. And for those who be like, oh, well, what about affordable housing? Yes, you can put affordable housing in a bunch of places when it's done properly. Right. And also you can't force a town to say, you need to take this and expand. This town, Yellow Springs, Ohio, is a town of about 4,000 people, right, and they enjoy it.
Right. Right. So I, there's a lot going on, man. There is a lot. I really hope that one day we can get to a spot where people will actually like read the stories and watch the whole thing. But I know better, and I know that that's not the direction we're necessarily moving in, and it's part of the reason why we want to kind of get in here and do what we can. But you know, again, big shout out to a number of folks that have come through. Superheroes of Color, thank you for the follow, all that good stuff. But let's go ahead and move on to our next story. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. I just put in the chat 4 different ways you can support the show if you would like to do so. Our next story.
You got it, or I'll take it.
You got it, man.
All right, our next story. So as we know, the historic icon known as Rosa Parks, her birthday is coming up. Rosa Parks made history as being the black woman who started the Montgomery bus boycott because she did not want to move in her front seat after getting off work and being tired and move to the back of the bus, in which colored people, as they were known as, were supposed to do back then. Well, listen to what the Houston Metro Bus Department is trying to do.
Okay, yep. So here's my thing. Here's my thing. Yes, they're giving her a seat. First, I'm going to get the joke out. Then I got a serious question. First of all, does that mean, because normally those seats are for people that are like pregnant or disabled or things like that, does that mean a disabled person has to move so a black person can sit down? If it's like a white disabled person, do they move so a black person can sit because that's the Rosa Parks seat? Just that, there's the one joke. Now here's the serious thing. I don't have a problem with them doing something like that. I do when you're looking at Houston being part of a state, my state, unfortunately, that is fucking over voting rights for black folk. So if you really wanted to do something to help in that regard, then I'm looking at another strike. I'm looking at, you know, something that can actually help for what she stood for. She did not just sit around so motherfuckers could sit at the front of the bus. Nobody cares. That's like, I mean, yes, they care because of the segregation, but you know what she was really fighting for? That black people could be treated like humans and have that could have the same fucking rights as everyone else. So again, as we're looking at an age where they are actively trying to do what they can to fuck over black people from voting, why isn't that more the I don't know.
Let's go one step further. Not only the gerrymandering the districts to, you know, mess up black people from voting, but Texas, as you know, stated, is one of the many states that are trying to reverse and act like history didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean that too.
So you want to be a city to acknowledge a woman who made a major step in things, right? But are you not? But the teachers aren't allowed to tell the students
Hold. The only thing I will say that is the one thing about local versus state versus federal. The state, so Abbott and his fucking cronies are the ones cracking down on that shit. So this may be just a pushback from Houston, which is primarily black, if I'm correct.
Yes, it is.
But another thing is to do what they can.
This
to push
is still
stuff
performative. This is that performative. This is that performative. A performative allyship, if you will. Look at what we did. We made a seat. It is a slap in the face to say that, because what you're also going to do, again, I'm sorry to put it up earlier, this bright yellow ass thing, you are asking for people to leave all type of defaming, derogatory, racial remarks on this. It is going to happen. There is no doubt about it. And then what are you going to say? Oh, how dare people do that? It's bright yellow. You're literally asking for more pushback, not just from the black folks who are upset, but from racists who are going to be like, oh, look what they're doing for this nigger, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's an issue within itself.
Yeah, I don't know. I appreciate the sentiment, but it's kind of, it feels in the same vein of, we took Aunt Jemima off the bottle. It's not what we asked for. You know what I'm saying? But to that point, what the company of Aunt Jemima, Pearl Milling, they aren't the government. So it's kind of like, all right, they did the one thing they felt like they could do. So maybe this is that same situation with the Metro, but I really hate the fact that while you may have done that, you know what I'm saying? You were looking at a state and a multiple states that are still shitting all
the time. Slater 88 says it best. It's the pizza party at the office equivalent.
It is. It is. It really is. So I just, how do you do so much and so little at the same time? Kristen has a point. She has a point.
How do you do so much and so little at the same time? Damn.
That the same damn time.
All right, let's move on to our next story. In case you haven't heard, Futurama is coming back. Yes, they have been picked up for 20 episodes to stream exclusively on Hulu. Now, this is a great thing, people have asked, because of course, you're going to see Leela, Bender, Hermes, Amy, all of them, right? Well, here's the problem. You may not, because the majority of the voice cast is set to return. Billy West, Katie Sagal, Tress McNeil, Maurice LaMarche, Lauren Tom, Phil Lamar, and David Herman. But one of the names that are missing is that of John DiMaggio. He is the voice of Bender Bending Rodriguez. Yes, that is Bender's whole name. I love it.
I remember his name.
Some people don't remember that Bender Rodriguez is his whole name. Like, when the fuck did Bender's last name become Rodriguez? He is currently being recast. And a decision was made after DiMaggio's negotiations with Futurama studio 20th Century Animation came to a standstill, even though there's a desire on both sides to have him rejoin the cast and reprise his role.
But so this is the big thing that's kind of going on with it. And Tara Strong called it out best. So another voiceover actress, you know her from everything from like what, Bubbles to Raven to God knows how many different
characters. She was Harley Quinn. She was the original Harley Quinn.
Yes, she was. So here's what she said. Bad move, Futurama. John DiMaggio is hugely responsible for the success of the show. Voice actors loved by fans are treated insanely unfair by Hollywood. They love making us feel replaceable and get away with paying a fraction of what on-camera celebrities make. Time to close the gap. And that's the big thing here. I promise you, Futurama ain't doing well without Bender in that show. Bender is one of the heart and souls of that show. And John DiMaggio, not just Bender, but so many characters on the show, I am concerned that it's just not going to slap the same way. Which there's another thing that this reminds me.
I'm sorry, Chris Crockett. Arlene Sorkin was actually the original voice. I apologize.
Oh, okay. So it's just one of those situations, man, where it's like I really wish they had figured it out and not have just jumped to recasting. Now, if you ask for something insane, fine, but I don't think so. I can't believe that. I would honestly go so far as to be like, if you got everybody else to come on here, I'm sure he's just asking for a fair wage for a show that has been insanely successful, and they've actually had 5 different series finales. They have
ended. Yes, they have. Started. Yep.
So many times.
Well, but here's another thing. So I was talking to Phil Lamar about this when we did the interview, and he's also openly stated it. Voice actors are not making killings like everybody would think they were. They are on SAG projects as well.
Yes.
It is the animation voiceover contract for them is so absurd, which is why these shows can go so long. Again, all they have to do is have the animation studios do so much work and then just record. The profit margin for them is immense. And so the studios don't want to pay up, which is why they're current. You've been seeing a lot of voice actors speak vocally on social media about wanting a new contract, because they are getting, that's why you have to see so many of them in so many different projects. It isn't because of just, you know, the joke is there's 8 voice actors in all of Hollywood. That's the big joke, right? 8 to 10 voice, you know, that's a big joke. But the thing is, they work so much because they have to, because they aren't making, they're celebrities in their own right. But like Tara just stated, they're not making what on-camera celebrities are making.
Right. I think the other thing about it that's just so wild in that regard is the fact that, like, again, you could have a voiceover actor play 30 characters and get a fraction of someone that's just playing the one. You know what I'm saying? Which is just kind of crazy to me the more and more you think about it. And again, John is the voice.
It's possible. Sorry, my ADD.
No, you're fine. I mean, John is the voice of so many of your favorite characters. He's been on Animaniacs. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, Bender, we talked about that. He's the voice of what? The Mad Hatter and a lot of the Batman stuff that's been going on. Mm-hmm. He was all in MODOK. He's been on Ben 10, where he played a number of the stuff there. He's done Brother Blood on Teen Titans Go. Mm-hmm. Like, homie has been all over the place. So I don't blame him for being like, let me cop that money. Now, you know, this isn't the only big news as far as revivals go. I don't know if you heard that the Boondocks revival is officially off.
I did hear it's dead in the water.
It is officially done.
Is there a reason or they just said it's just not moving?
There's a lot going on. There is a lot that went on, but essentially Sony was just like, yeah, we're done. And then they just pulled the plug. And remember, there was, you know, our boy JD, you know, son of John Witherspoon, you know, he was hit up. He didn't even necessarily ask, but he did a whole thing about it where he was hit up originally about, well, we would love to get you involved, and we know you do a great impression of your dad. And then they kind of went sideways and cast somebody else in the role and stuff like that. And it just
was Magruder involved. Is Aaron involved?
Aaron was involved with the revival. I don't know about that decision, but I know he was involved with bringing, because remember, everybody kind of agrees that 4th season where Aaron had nothing to do with it because he was working on Black Jesus.
Yep.
Not good.
It was terrible.
Not good at all. It was awful. And so it just did not hit. And it's really sad to see it, man. So, you know,
It's what it is, bro. All right, we got one more pretty big story. It's an encompassing story. And then we got a quick take, and then we're going to go to these Stream Labs, and get those out the way. Let's get this out the way first, real quick. I don't know if you put it anything in here for them. First off, the Super Bowl is this Sunday. All right? Super Bowl 56 going down from Los Angeles, California, where for the second year in a row, the home team is playing at their home stadium. Well, they're not the home team technically. I think technically, you know, I think like they, from what I heard with the records or something like that, Cincinnati is actually the home team for the Super Bowl.
Technically, yes, but we all know that even though that is technically what it is on paper, it's not.
It's not the case, right? But it was just weird saying it. Somebody was like, "Yo, do y'all realize even though they are playing in the Rams Stadium, the Rams are technically the visiting team for the Super Bowl?" But
So there you go. So there's that. But yes, this is the big one. Alvin Kamara, I'm sure a lot of you heard about this. Alvin Kamara was arrested on Sunday after the Pro Bowl game for battery. Apparently on late Saturday night, homie was with a crew. They were trying to get on the elevator. People were trying to crowd on the elevator. Some dude came up, called one of the women in his group. I don't know if it was his girl or just someone that was there, like mad, ugly, and all this shit, started running his mouth and was talking about, "I will beat your ass." And Kamara said, "Really?" So Kamara
wait a goddamn minute.
Yo, hold up. Time out.
What did he say?
He said, "Really?"
Really?
he literally was like, "Oh,
this bullshit needs to stop now."
And they beat the ever-loving shit out of this dude. Apparently, Kamara got about 4 shots in. His homies got even more. The dude ended up in the hospital. His right orbital socket got broken, like all this stuff. And Kamara was arrested right after the Pro Bowl game. Now, what Jay finds hilarious is that Kamara actually played the Pro Bowl. The cops came, and they're like, "Look, hey, man, what are your players?" They're like, "We know. Can you just let him play the Pro Bowl, and then we'll deal with this immediately after? Like, that's why we're here. Can we just get through?" They're like, okay, as long as you surrender
again,
right after.
When you hear that Alvin Kamara has been arrested after the Pro Bowl, you think, like, nigga, you couldn't just go party after you played? But in all actuality, the incident happened the night prior. And so the police were finna go get it. They was like, "Hey, so look, we here for him." And Roger Goodell then was like, "Listen, how much is it gonna cost? We need him on the field. What? Listen, I know."
Bro, they don't even necessarily need him. It's just for the attraction side of it. Yeah. Obviously, he doesn't have anything for it. But I'm loving how the entire neighborhood is out here being like,
"Shouldn't have been talking shit."
Like, everybody out here being like, "Yo, why is this dude running his motherfucking mouth, bro?" Like, it just doesn't make sense.
But then, this is basically what I told somebody else. The NFL was like, "Look, we need y'all to do this and just get him after the game. It's Black History Month. People don't think we don't do nothing for niggas anyway. At least we can say we let them play in the Pro Bowl."
So I really hope that there's no major repercussions here. I hope as this.
Oh, that nigga basically streamed his face. Was like, "I'm finna get paid. You see what Alvin Kamara did?" That nigga's whole face swept like.
Oh, you're talking. Oh, the dude went live.
Yeah. The dude showed his face like, "Yeah, Alvin Kamara did put my face on me." Like, a nigga know he finna get paid.
It is what it is. I genuinely hope that this isn't the end of Kamara's career, because this is not in the vein of who he has been at all. There's never been any reports of any of this stuff going on. So I'm also very curious.
The NFL. Huh? This nigga will be suspended for 6 games and it'd be back on.
No, but I hope so. It just depends on how badly this dude was really beat.
You know, again, this nigga will be suspended for 6 games and be back on the field. Look, I don't want to be laughing to be dismissive of this by any means. Mm-hmm. We have seen domestic assaults. We have seen sexual assault accusations. We've seen actual assaults, all these different things, and the players come back depending on the severity. Again, Ray Rice was one of the people, they were like, "Yo, he dropped her into the elevator. The elevator was like, I can't catch you. And they were like, nah. And then at the
while, well, that's the thing. To my knowledge, Ray Rice did not get back in the league.
I don't think Ray Rice never got back.
He never played again. That was it, bro.
Ray Rice never got back. But Alvin Kamara, again, and here's the reason why they say Ray Rice didn't, because Ray Rice's stats.
He was on the decline.
He was on a decline. Alvin Kamara is one of the premier backs in that league. Alvin Kamara will be hit with a 6 to 7 game suspension.
Dude, if the Saints lose Drew Brees, Sean Payton, James Winston,
excuse me.
I still got to take like 3 more. Alvin Kamara, and nobody knows what's going to happen with Mike Thomas, all in a calendar year. Do you understand that all of New Orleans might just give up, bro?
They might just reflood the stadium like the Trinity.
Hey, bro. Are you fucking... Oh, my God, dude. I don't even have anything in... Like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Anyways,
all nigga, right. No.
Okay, so regarding the Super Bowl, because we kind of jumped ahead real fast. So first of all, who you got?
Cincinnati. I want Cincinnati to get it because it's nice to see that under. It's weird. You want to see Stafford get it. It's not even the Rams so much. You want to see Stafford get it.
So my question is your prediction based off of what you want or based off what you think?
What I think this is going to be a shootout. I think this is going to be a shootout, and it's going to come down to probably a field goal.
Interesting. I mean, I think you have the stronger team in the Rams. I'm taking the Bengals just in the sense that I feel like there's some like magic in the air, to be honest with you, but we'll see. We'll honestly see what's going on.
Also, is it wrong if I wear a Rams jersey to our Super Bowl party just because?
No, you can do whatever you want.
I mean, don't tell me that because I'll come with my nipples out.
I mean, it's not my house. So you make a decision.
So what you're saying is you wouldn't let me in your house if I had my nipples out in the shirt.
No, I wouldn't. Unless that was what the party asked for. If the party asked for people to have their nipples out, that's a different conversation. But you're not gonna walk into my house and make up rules. That's kind of how that is. Answer the poll. Who you got for the yes? Everybody, go ahead and make your. So again, I said the Bengals. So my second question is: I obviously know where you're gonna be, but what are your plans during said Super Bowl? Are you going to be bringing food? Are you going to be getting drunk off your ass? Are you just going to... I heard you have a new commercial out. Is it another Super Bowl commercial?
No, nigga, that commercial been out.
I don't know, nigga. I don't know if it's playing during the Super Bowl.
It's been playing everywhere. That Vroom commercial has been playing everywhere, which is bad. I haven't
seen it. But
nigga, because it's such a non-union commercial. This motherfucker been airing like gangbusters. That's
how it works. That's why you got to stop taking them jobs. All right. So then the last thing, the last two things real quick with the sports. The first is there's a rumor that Dallas may attempt to, after the Super Bowl, trade Micah Parsons in a first for Aaron Donald. And let me say right now, I hate everything about that. I hate giving up a first.
Oh, my God. You look so much like Zoe and your mama when you did that. I hate everything about that.
And the second thing is I hate the fact that I understand that Aaron Donald has been that guy. He's been the best maybe NFL player for the last decade, but certainly the best defensive player for the last decade. But guess what? What did I just say? Decade, meaning that he's probably got a couple years left of being that elite, and then the decline will start to come in. Whereas Micah Parsons has played one season and was already in the conversation of should he not just get rookie of the year, but should he even maybe win defensive player of the year? Now, TJ Watt ran off with it, but you know what I'm saying? If homie is already in that conversation as a rookie, why the fuck would you trade away an asset that fucking valuable? It's the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
This breaking news because NFL honors is just happening. Micah Parsons just won NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year tonight.
Exactly. No, exactly. It was talked about on Undisputed. That's where that rumor came from. So that's why with Shannon and Skip. So that's where I was.
Jerry Jones is going to get rid of Micah Parsons for Aaron Donald. Skip,
here's the thing.
Shannon, listen, it's my turn. You told me I could talk. It's my turn.
And then here's the last bit of sports news before we get to the Streamlabs and the quick take story. As I'm sure most of you have heard at this particular juncture, did I put it in the other one? I did put it in the other one. There was a massive trade at the deadline where James Harden has been traded for Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, and Andre Drummond to the Philadelphia 76ers, man. I'll say this, man. I actually think that this ended up being a better deal for the Nets.
Yes!
But I do think that it makes Philly a little bit more lethal in the sense that Ben Simmons has been sitting his ass around, hasn't been playing and shit. And if Harden actually can come in and help spread the ball and make some points, him and Embiid could be kind of dangerous, but we'll see.
Stephen A. Smith said it best. Did James Harden, is he going to take off that bodysuit? Did he get in shape?
There is that. It's like, is he going to take off the bodysuit? Is his hamstring going to magically be better?
You better be better. You know, it's going to be all those things. Like, you got to think about it. Brooklyn comes out big in this. But I don't know if you saw before we went on the air. So they were picking the teams for the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. The team captains are Kevin Durant and LeBron James.
Yeah.
The last two picks, and it was up to Kevin. It was on Kevin Durant. The last two picks were Rudy Gobert and James Harden. Nigga,
did he take Rudy?
He took Rudy Gobert. And you see LeBron trying to hold it in because he sits there. Kevin tries to break down why he is picking. He's like, well, I need a big. They got LeBron. They got Giannis over there. They got all this. So, you know, and I need somebody who can shoot and carry the ball. I need size. So I'm going to go. And LeBron just got his clipboard for his face. Like, ooh.
I have to watch that video, bro. That's awful.
Pull it up. You pull up that. He was like, ooh. He was like, yeah, so with that, I'm going to go bear. And LeBron just couldn't stop laughing because everybody was like, and the fact it came down to James Harden being the last one, Kevin Durant, without basically him having to drag out saying, I'm not picking this nigga, because you know that's basically what he wanted to say. And he already had Carl Anthony Towns and Joel Embiid. He already got the size. He already...
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Bron was about to fall out, my nigga, literally.
That's absolutely fucking wild, man. So you know, it'll be real. Oh, and then the last thing, we shipped off Porzingis to Washington,
and the Lakers said they're not making no trades. They just go try for the buyout market, nigga. Richard Jefferson and Kendrick Perkins start crying, laughing on camera. It was like, yo, and again, Stephen A. went off on them this morning.
Man.
Oh my god. All right, let me do Streamlabs.
Well, before you do that, let's just do the quick take so it's done.
Okay. All right. Let me go to this thing right here. In our quick take news, it has been revealed the unfortunate causing of the death of legendary comedian Bob Saget. It has been reported through the autopsy that he died of head trauma. So what they're saying is he may have hit his head earlier in the day, did not realize the extent to which he had hit himself, he had injured himself, and went to sleep. And that was it. And this is, you know, this is the thing about that. Somebody, I saw it on Twitter in passing, an actress, she'd actually passed it that way. And this has actually been a thing. When people tell you, when you hit your head, that is the number one thing people tell you. Do not go to sleep. Especially if you do not go get medical attention. And mm-hmm. We all have hit our heads. And sometimes we've knocked the shit out of our own skulls, right? And we're like, ooh, let me just shake it off. We don't understand. We don't know what you know. Well, type of
that was the thing is that by that trauma, it sounded like he had a brain bleed.
And, yeah, he had a brain bleed out.
Yeah, and that's some serious fucking shit, man. So I am glad to know that it wasn't anything substance related. I know a lot of people were concerned about that just because he's talked about how much
Natasha Richardson. Thank you guys. Thank you for giving the name correct. Natasha Richardson is the actress who had the same situation where she had hit her head. Mm-hmm. She had hit her head and she didn't know how serious it was. And she ended up bleeding out. And she ended up having a brain bleed and died.
Damn, dude. It really is sad, but I am grateful that we got that answer. And again, that it wasn't substance, anything that got to it. So, all right, let me do the Streamlabs just because there's all the Twitch stuff in here. So I'll take care of it real quick. So again, thank you for the follows from Hank the Ape as well. All the gifted subs from Kirsty, Spidey Sensei, Blue Girl. Who else was in there? Jimmy Nails was out there. Boy, Jimmy was doing all of that. Lots of bits that came through. Kirsty, CT GIF. Thank you so much to Mr. Harris for the subscription. Stuff all over the place. Now, we start off back here. Cheryl says, with the Streamlab, happy Blurred's Day. I went to the office for the first time in months and I met people I work with in person and hung out after work. Social points for me today. Absolutely, Cheryl, because I know that you really don't ever really
leave the house. You missed one.
No, I already said Alberto Rios.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was just reading the message. And then obviously Devil Ham earlier, Stay Up Jay, the neighborhood got you. Seeing Cheers, Show Love. Wee Man Wade, who says, we love both you guys, but send a mad love to Jay. Unk, we got you when you feeling down. A Blue Girl saying party with the bits. Ryan Cross Project with his resubscription. Thank you so much. Always happy to show love for y'all, especially now. Y'all keep me laughing, even though I just buried my grandmother today. Keep doing what y'all are doing because y'all don't know how much you leave an impact. Ryan Cross Project, thank you so much. I know you had said earlier you were having trouble watching it live, so you had to bounce. But when you do see this later, thank you so much for that. We appreciate you. Jimmy in his donation says, I love you, Jay. I've got your six till the end of time. Remember, we're here for you, brother. I have made love for you both. Never ever forget that. Mad. I think he was trying to put mad. I have mad love for you both.
I was like, never ever forget that. I was like, yo, that's kind of dope.
I was like, thank you, but what?
this is for Jay and Winston. This is for the blurs.
Yo, do it for the hood. Do it for the hood. Do it for the hood. Like, just
that's the worst shit that's gonna ever get clipped out on this show.
Probably. Black Taurus, hang in there, May. Hang in there, May. You straight up Aunt May now, dog. Wee Man Wade. I don't even have nothing to say. We really just love y'all, brothers. And then Mr. Harris with another gifted sub just now for Mac and Cheese 99. Thank you so much. And Superheroes of Color, thank you for the follow. We appreciate each and every single person that has shown love today.
Yeah, it's just been a lot. It's a lot, you know, again, from what I'm going through. It's just the, you know, again, we all want to, I just want to reiterate this today, but we all have this feeling of our purpose. And there was this thing, there are moments I've even felt like, should I go back and move back to Chicago? Am I just wasting my time here? Because I was home and I was at the Laugh Factory and I saw comics that were out here and they just was like, I guess I can't do it and move back. And I'm like, should I just go back to Chicago and just, you know, just, I don't know. People are like, well, what would you do if you moved back to Chicago? Just do comedy there and I guess try to be, you know, the basic things. And I don't know if I'd feel complete, but it's also at the same time, it's a hard feeling when you don't want to feel like you're just chasing a dream without being able to realize it or reach it. I want to be like, again, I want to always feel like I did the moment I booked Chirac. I want to feel like Shawn Michaels when he won the WWF championship for the first time, when that motherfucker, the boyhood dream has come true. Like when he was on his knees crying, I want to be able to say that when somebody said, yo, you're going to be one of our leads in our TV show. Like I don't want to be, look, I understand also that there's this, Morgan Freeman didn't book this till then. Oprah didn't do this till then. I understand all their stories. Like I was stating earlier, I'm not their story. I'm my own. And also, you know, sometimes you feel like, yo, am I running out of time to make something happen?
The thought is always there. But again, I think above all else, like we said, you have to look at the positive of the stuff that's actually popping off for you already. And you just have to continue. I still stand by this. I'm glad you were out of that hellhole that you were in as far as like having to deal with that roommate. You need to get out of the house. Like, I need you to not just go to the gym. I need you to go to the beach, my nigga. I need you to go try and hit on somebody. I need you to fucking go read a book at the library. I need you to fucking go downtown for a bit. You have got to find things to do to preoccupy your time other than just working incessantly and then sitting in that house. You're driving yourself insane. You are literally driving yourself insane.
I hear you. I hear you.
Nigga, what? What does this have to do with anything?
That's what you were saying. Winston's like, he's like, Winston, you gotta clap cheeks. You know, he must have been a cool thing. You gotta clap cheeks. Like,
so essentially, what I see someone just said it right now. What I was asking you
is, where the bitches at? It's supposed to be titties. Where the fucking titties and the bitches?
So that's essentially what I'm saying. Where the titties?
You know what? It's not as, you know, as much as I want to get out the house, you know. Yes, my neighbor is nice and lets me use their car because they don't use it and they're neurotic. They don't like driving at night. But also, it's just like you don't want to feel like you're using something and using someone, you know.
So but you know, the way that you prove that you're not using someone, you do something for them. Literally just do something for them that you don't have to do. You're doing it because you appreciate them as a person and what they do for you. So if that's the case, I know who you're talking about. You know, buy her some flowers, buy her some vodka, buy her some kitty litter. I don't fucking know, nigga. Like, go and talk,
I was so afraid where this was gonna go out of your mouth. I was so, and nigga said, my spot. I was like, oh shit, like, where is this going? Nigga, hit the goddamn thing.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen, and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
Y'all, I wish you could see backstage. I wish you could, because I think I broke Jay. I think I fucking broke him.
Oh my God. I'm crying. Oh.
I think I broke Jay, bro. Ooh. That shit is hilarious.
Oh shit. oh my God. Oh God. All right, y'all. Here's your carrot for the day.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah.
Put it on your face. Put it on his face.
All right, let's see. What's up, guys? So we're over here filming over here, exercising. Look what this lady wants to tell us. Go ahead. Let us know. Go ahead.
I said you're a scumbag.
Uh-huh.
You're child pedophilers.
Uh-huh.
Faggot bitches.
Uh-huh.
That turn into terrorists.
Okay.
You fuck each other's asses, okay. Suck each other's dicks, okay. And rape children, and you're terrorists now because you hate yourself so much. Okay. Now you're taking pictures in front of a plane to remind you of 9/11. Uh-huh. I'm going to feel stupid taping this right. Put it on you. Famous?
Holy shit. All right, now let's get her license plate.
Hey, you can't make this up.
You cannot make this shit up.
You can't even make this up, bro.
What the fuck?
We can't make this up.
Let me get your license plate.
Look at this girl.
Put your license plate down.
You're gonna run me over too?
Oh, you're so American that you look like you're not terrorist?
You're gonna run us over?
I would never do that.
Oh.
I'm putting y'all on Facebook.
Go ahead.
Really feel stupid.
No, I'm really not gonna feel stupid because you're not American top team, you're American terrorist.
Yeah.
and God told me so. God is in your brain, in your brain.
How, hey, look, hold on.
Show everybody whose dick you suck.
How stupid.
Show everybody whose dick you suck.
Talking about God.
Show everybody whose dick you suck.
Like a dumbass.
Show everybody whose dick you his. His dick.
He's a hoarder, too.
Oh, you're a fucking hoarder. Come on, look at this.
I know they're a little American. You're a hoarder. Yeah, I'm a fucking Middle Eastern and you're a hoarder watching American television? Watch American television about hoarders? That's American television. That's American television. God told me to come here with you two.
Right.
In front of the airplane, right. Trying to act like you're so cool with 9/11. You suck his dick, right? You're child pedophiles, right? Well, look at him. Look at him. Look at him, the guy's dick you suck. You, the guy taping it, you suck his dick. He sucks your dick.
Hey,
you both bend over.
What kind of shirt is that? That's Africa's shirt. That's Africa.
That's right. That's not you. Africa loves God. You don't love God. You don't love God.
Hey, so, sorry, that was just supposed to say go. So Jay has a show. He has to get cross town. So Jay, plug anything and then I'll close out.
All right. Saturday, I am in Cypress, California. I'm wrestling again. If you want to see me in a wrestling ring this Saturday, 3PW, I've been putting up the flyer on my Instagram, Twitter, Instagram, Mr. Jay Washington. Mad Titans getting recorded this weekend because I couldn't get it done this week. I just couldn't. That heifer needs to burn in bleach panties.
yeah, I got to... Terrible fucking human. You gotta go though. It's fine.
I gotta go. I gotta go.
Bye. All right, y'all. So it's just me. Yeah, fuck the Karen. I don't really have much to say about her. I didn't pick her. Dave did it. It is what it is. Fuck that bitch. I hope she dies alone. There's one other story that we didn't get to that I really want to talk about quickly, just because how much it impacts so many members of the neighborhood. As an ally, infuriates me to no end. I don't have a asset for it, but if you aren't paying attention, in Florida, a bill called the Don't Say Gay Bill was just pushed forward. It was proposed by legislation in Florida and is pushed forward. And it would restrict how teachers can discuss sexuality and gender in the classroom. This is Republican lawmakers doing this, and specifically the bill itself essentially says that school districts are not allowed to encourage classroom discussion about sexual orientation and gender identity in primary grade levels or in a manner that is not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students. The biggest issue is the bill doesn't specify how age appropriate or developmentally appropriate would be defined. So every single person that understands and is trying to defend rights knows that this is an extremely dangerous bill that will do nothing but alienate LGBTQ youth in Florida, including Biden, who spoke out against it and specifically said, I want every member of the LGBTQI plus community, especially kids who will be impacted by this hateful bill, to know that you are loved and accepted just as you are. I have your back and my administration will continue to fight for the protections and safety you deserve. I don't want to end the show on any sort of negative note, but I need people to know about this, especially any of the people in the neighborhood that are in Florida. It's absolutely fucking disgusting, especially when you think about the fact that the most important time for kids tends to be around that age to if you go around putting all this shame and taboo and whatnot, that's how you see so many people harm themselves or take their own lives, because that's why the whole It Gets Better campaign became a whole thing. So it's absolutely fucking disgusting. So if any of you are in Florida or anything like that, I mean, harass the fuck out of your reps and don't let them get away with this shit. To my knowledge, I know it's pushed forward. I don't think it is fully law quite yet. But DeSantis's bitch ass is backing it as well. So I just needed it to be out there. I needed to say something. And again, and Jimmy Nail said it best right now. It sets a really bad precedent. I see you wrote president, but it's totally fine. I know you meant precedent, and this will pop up in 5 other states this week. And you're not wrong. That's the problem. Is the same way you had what, AB5, I believe, is the bill in Texas for abortion. This will only spur on other shitty ass fucking red states to do similar fucking bills. So please, please do what you can if you're in Florida to push back on your reps. All right. I want to cheer everybody up because, like I said, I don't want to end on that. So I'm just going to play this. Fuck it. You know, just try and lift the spirits. I got something else for you for the post credits. You don't want to miss that at all. Tomorrow, let me just, I guess, plug my shit. You know where to find me, everywhere the Swaggy Blurs are sold, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch. I was scheduled to stream tomorrow. I am going to attempt to still do so, but this opportunity is so big. If I need to take the day off, I might have to. I'll keep you posted. Like, keep an eye out for me on Twitter, and I will let you know about what's going on with that. Because, like I said, I need to put hella energy into this thing. It's very, very important. Other than that, tomorrow's big thing comes out. We talk about Batman Begins. Great conversation between myself, Christian, and Coy. That has been a lot of fun. You know, if you haven't been watching that, I wish I knew why you haven't been. You definitely want to check that out, man. It's been a good time. Obviously, Blurreds in the Hood, we're here every Tuesday and Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific. We'll be here on Twitch for the remainder of the month, so please don't miss that. But we are clipping out the show. The show will be clipped out on YouTube, so if you have it, your computer open and it's not really doing anything, please don't hesitate to play the clips or watch them again. Share it with folks. Get the word out there. That is super important because, again, we're trying to build the neighborhood out and continue to make sure that that's going forward. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, tomorrow, my episode of I'm Actually, if you got dropouttv.tv, formerly College Humor, if you've got that, I will be on I'm Actually tomorrow. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And I think that is everything. So again, I got much love for each and every one of you. Thank you for showing that love and support. The writer's room this Sunday, those that are my patrons, $5 and up, the writer's room, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Again, that link is there. And so is the writer prompt. So if you want to join us, you don't have to do it. If you haven't been there yet, if you have been there already and you knew we were doing the prompt, I'm expecting all of you to write something. But if you haven't done it yet, just come in, hang out, learn some stuff and join the fray. We'd love to have you as a part of that crew. So I think that is everything. Again, most of you know that there's a post credit scene, all that good stuff, but, yeah, I love y'all, man. Keep draining your spirits. I mean, keep me, throw some prayers up, throw some good vibes up for this opportunity. But keep draining in your thoughts. He has got a lot going on. He, as we all know, he does have a lot of talent, man. I just think that, again, him being in that space, and I do what I can to try and be there for him. But obviously, I've also trying to live my life and handle my own set of, you know, opportunities and problems and issues and all that kind of stuff. But keep him prayed up. You know what I'm saying? I think that is equally as important for all of that. And you know, I will do my checking in, and I hope you do too. And not just with Jay. I hope you do that for yourself. I hope you do that for your friends and family, that you are the ones that make us laugh, the ones that are the physically strongest sometimes are dealing with the most. And they need as much support as all the rest of us do. So take care of your friends, take care of your family, take care of yourself. Yeah, I'll see you later, neighborhood.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
Jimmy says it best. Love y'all. Check on your strong friends. Might not be as well as you think. That is very true. But also a massive shout out to Cheryl. That's the truth. Don't say it enough, but thank you for all the things that you do around here. You keep things going. That is a fact. All right, y'all. Let me pull that comment down real quick. Much love to all y'all. Have a wonderful weekend. Y'all more than deserve this. I want to put a smile on everybody's face, but stay up, y'all. Peace.
God damn, she got some big titties.
Dad!
Who the hell is that?
Come on now.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Dad! Doja Cat.
Doja Cat. Damn, she got some big titties. God damn, she got some big titties.
God damn.
God damn, she got some big titties. Big titties. Big titties. God damn, she got some big titties. God damn, she got some big titties. God damn, she got some big titties. Big titties. Big titties. God damn.